Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Jerry Paritzman.
Glad to be here, and I'm always impressed with how you line up such great people to be interviewed.
Why, thank you. It's very hard.
It really is a
great
job.
But it's Christina.
I don't do any of it. You do a fabulous job.
It's the truth. And you know what? Everybody who does listen to this program, and I know it's getting more and more, they learn. People come on, like today with the book and then with Marlon here. This is the stuff that changes the life of somebody. Yeah. And it really does. And I'm not being, what is he, crazy? Because people are out there struggling. Right. They're struggling every day, and especially the seniors and their caregivers. And if you can just get some situation where you're going to get a little bit of respite, or just that you can let some steam out, or whatever it's going to be, that when you hang up the phone from the volunteer coach at AARP, you say, okay, that makes sense. I'll do this first. I'll go over there, and then I can move forward. Because sometimes you have so many things on your plate, you don't know which to do first.
Yeah, sometimes if you just talk something out with someone,
I agree.
Provides so much more relief. Makes life so much more
Especially if their
important.
Family is tired of listening to
That's
them.
That's right.
So. It's a shame because you do. I mean, you've heard it many times. Oh, all she does is complain.
Right.
But you're not in her shoes.
Right.
Taking care of a husband that's been basically in bed maybe for the last year.
Right.
It's like, guess what? You have to have a very open heart or they have to have a volunteer someplace that will take the place of the family that should be there.
Yeah.
You had asked a question, Jerry, just before the break, which I don't want to skip over, is how are the coaches? Is there a training for the coaches, or it's just a volunteer? I'll come in and get on the phone.
Well, the coaches are all volunteers, as I said earlier, and we do an interview of the coaches, the volunteers, even before we put them in the program, just to make sure that they have literally the right stuff.
Sure.
You know, I mean, you have to have a real caring heart, a caring disposition, and you can't be authoritative. You can't be personal. Like if you suggest, why don't you call your physician, or why don't you do. You can't be upset if they don't take your advice. It's just a suggestion. So,
So
we do pre-screen them. However, once we get the group together, that we will then say, okay, this group looks like a great group for our next set of trainees. We have a 2-day training program, 5 hours each day. The first day is more statistical, how many caregivers there are, how Long Island is aging, how much they need, how caregivers' lives are just so lonely and how they need help. All too often we hear, you were saying earlier, but the one thing we hear a lot is, I don't want to burden my children. I don't want to burden my children. So many times when we speak to these caregivers, who's helping you, who do you have that could help you? It's not the children, because they don't want to burden their children. But then, and then the second day, we do a lot of role play. So we'll come up with scenarios, and we'll role play them so that the trainees can understand how a call goes. Role playing is never as good as real life, and it's always taken to an extreme. However, a lot of good comes out of the role playing.
I agree.
And the trainees, from the feedback we've gotten, the statistical is nice, but the role playing is really the meat and potatoes of
It tends to give people a sense of confidence.
It does.
I think that's important.
What do I say? What do I say if she says this? But then to add to that, we have a monthly meeting where we get all the team together. Mm-hmm. And at the monthly meeting, we go over some ARP business.
A monthly meeting with the volunteer coaches?
With the volunteer coaches.
Okay.
Not everybody attends every meeting, of course. And what we do is in an anonymous format. We ask for examples. How did your coach's call go this month?
Right.
Were there any problems? Did you have any bottlenecks? Was there things that you couldn't answer? Are there things we could help you with? So we'll talk about, 20 people talking back and forth. This is what my experience was. This was what my experience was. Everybody is hearing that, and it's attuning them to different things. Oh, I could have said that, or that was a good thing to say, or that wasn't a good thing to say, right. You know.
You said what?
Right.
I mean, that does happen, you know.
Well,
so we'll point that out at the time. Maybe it might not want to be, you know, that, you know, insistent that they do this. So the monthly meetings is a good wrap for them.
Does each coach have a backup? I'm thinking, for example, people go on vacation. What happens then? I mean, I'm desperate, and I call, and I get either a dead end on the phone, or well, so and so will be back in 3 weeks. Hang in there, baby.
And that's a great point too, because a lot of
don't they take you on vacation with them?
Yeah, a lot of our coaches are snowbirds too, so they'll go to Florida. But we found though that they take the calls when they go to a place like where they're living. But if they're on vacation, they're not going to take the call. So we can handle it one of two ways. Number one, we say to the caregiver, you know, I'm going to be away for the next 2 weeks. Do you think you're going to need fill-in help? If you do, we have the coordinators who are very knowledgeable. Fill in, not like a newbie, not like somebody who's just a coach. And they'll fill in, and they'll have been brought up to speed, and they'll call for those two weeks. If the caregiver says, you know something, I'm good. I'll talk to you when you get back from vacation. We leave it like that. But the coach always tells the caregiver that he or she is going away. Because you're right. You know, I'm expecting a call, and there is no call.
But that would be pretty much, that's normal.
Yeah.
Because even if I was, you know, talking to a friend, you're going on vacation, it's like, you need something, otherwise I'll get you when I get back. I
mean,
and if a sincere emergency, you would call, actually a sincere emergency, you'd call 311 to town, and they would get you in touch with somebody. If it was so, you know, a decision that couldn't be made, that you needed such desperate help, somebody would talk to you.
Right. Our situations aren't like that.
Though. Right, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we make it perfectly clear that we're not professional help.
Right.
We are the ear, the neighbor, the friend that you wish you had.
That's not there for you. Honestly, it's the truth. Yeah. So friends go away once in a while.
That right. will never complain that you're talking too much.
Right,
enough about you. Let's talk about me.
It's you again. I shouldn't have picked up the phone.
Right.
Exactly. And that's
gotta get call waiting.
and that's what we that's what we provide for them. The people we've had. We usually, after a wrap, after somebody's gone through the process and they've now no longer needed the coaching, we will try to reach out for their opinion of it. Mm-hmm. And it's been positive.
Okay, good.
Right.
So. You're covering Suffolk, Nassau, and Queens, or just Suffolk and Nassau?
We do Nassau and Suffolk. We tend not to do Queens.
That's fine.
We don't have the resources. You know, we don't know the resources.
Right.
Right. So it's pretty much Nassau and Suffolk.
Okay. Which is ideal. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's a program that makes sense.
Could I ask how you got involved in it?
I'm sure.
Did you start this? Or?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, right.
Only I was that perceptive. No. When I retired, I was actually working in assisted living in human resources. Mm-hmm. And when I retired, I said, you know, you work 40 hours a week, and now you go to zero. You have to have something in the middle.
Sure.
So I saw the advertisement for the training, and I said, you know, something, this sounds like something that might be a lot of fun to do. Let me try that. And, that was a year ago, you know, when it was the first training class. It was, what are we in, 16, 14, in 2014. So that's how I got involved.
So now you're an instructor also?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And again, it's only a telephone call away.
It's only a telephone call away. Yeah.
Actually, to give out the number again while we're talking, it's 631-412-5800. And again, I tell everybody, if you're driving, if you don't have a pen handy, you call 311. Because this is the type of program that really, it does nothing but benefit the person. We're not asking for any, ARP and Marlon is not asking for anything in return. Just if you need help, you make a phone call, they'll set up the interview process to get it going, and then you have an extra friend.
Right. I ask another question, if I may. Sometimes the relationships don't work out. In other words, let's say I'm calling and I get you and we just don't click. Can I then call and say, look, I'd like to get more help, but it doesn't work out with you, And you'll get someone else.
Absolutely. It hasn't happened often, but it has happened. Yeah. There was one situation where we had a relatively chatty coach. You know, that's not the purpose of being the coach. It's about them, not about you. And so the woman, I guess, the caregiver said, you know, I really don't need the program. Yeah. So we reached out, the coordinators reached out to her and said, you know, was there something with the program? Could we? And it was more the coach that she was assigned to.
So the important thing is that you really want to make it work for people.
We do. Yeah. It's interesting. For us, there's no payback. It's just that it's a volunteer program by volunteers who want to do this. Yeah. And our satisfaction is getting somebody less stressed. You know, what is a good call? A good call is when they come off of that call and they're just a little less stressed than they were before the call. Yeah. And that's
an accomplishment.
And that is, I mean, it makes us feel good about it, and that's what we get.
You know, I just want to correct one thing, because we have to end here. Marlon said there is no payback. There is the payback, because you're doing a wonderful service. Seriously, and that's why you can do it. Yeah. You're not looking for anything, but you know you've helped somebody get through a day that without their phone call, who knows what they did. And that's where, I don't mean to go there, that's where senior abuse comes in sometimes. Right. When you're at a breaking point, all of a sudden it's like, shut up. Which is the wrong thing to do. Mm-hmm. You need the place to go.
That's a safety valve.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's the safety valve.
And we make it a point of letting the caregiver know they're doing a great job. Nobody is telling them that. Their family's not, may not be, their friends may not be, but we tell, you know, you are doing a great job. At least once in a call, we need to tell them what a great job they're doing. That's so important.
We're out of time. Marlon, this has been absolutely wonderful. Yeah. We'll give out the number again in the next segment because I think this is something everybody should be aware
of.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.